thing. I'm sure you're tired of me after 8 years of talking about cap and trade and how we can't do this, and it's not going to, it's going to ruin us economically and doesn't accomplish anything. For those people who are listening and have been listening to me talk about this, the global warming and all that for the last 8 years, just keep in mind one thing. Even if you believe that greenhouse gases or CO2 cause catastrophic global warming, keep in mind that if we did it, got rid of it altogether in our country, it would not reduce greenhouse gases. Now, that's not me talking. That's Lisa Jackson, who's the head of the EPA, an Obama appointee.
But Senator, as far as the bill goes, this thing will not go. It's like weeds in your yard. It won't go away.
It won't go away. Just yesterday, Harry Reid said, and we know why he's doing this. He said during the week of the 26th of this month, we're going to debate this, and this is going to be cap and trade, but only it's only going to be caps on the utility industry. Well, look, Reid, that's everybody. Everyone who's listening to us right now, if you put a tax on carbon at the utility level, it's going to pay for it. But somehow they seem to make that resonate that that's just big business. So they're going to still do it. The votes aren't there. If anyone's concerned about this, don't be concerned, because as I said over a year ago, cap and trade is dead. They don't have the votes for it, but they have to do something to try to energize their very liberal base.